Record. Okay. See how well this works. This is about Parshat Hazino. I thought, well, and it will be very interesting. I found just looking up, this is in Itziv mostly. So the Parsha is, this is Moshe's swan song, right? He's gonna die. It's the last day of his life.
Wait, what's a swan song?
A swan song? You ever heard the expression? Supposedly that's the song that swans sing before they die. I have no idea if actual swans do
so this. So sweet and romantic and
sad. But that is, here we are. Little phrase for a final gesture, effort, performance, just before death or retirement. The first ancient belief that swans singing a beautiful song before their death. They have been silent for most of their lifetime. Moshe wasn't saying silent, like his final song, Hazino, right? Hazino Shema Mdabera, listen, O heavens, speak to Shema Arts and my feet, the earth shall hear my words. Yeroch Kamatar Lechi, may my teaching drip down like rain. Tizaka Darmati, what my sayings will flow like dew. Kisirim Alei Desha, like rain on the grass. Kirim Alei Esev, like the storms on the grasses. Ki Shem Hashem Akra, and when I call out in the name of God, Havgol Elokeinu, give ascribe greatness to the Lord. So that last line, Ki Shem Hashem Akra, implies that this was responsive. It wasn't just Moshe talking, right? Ki Shem Hashem Akra, when I say it, the Rashi says, Akra, Bazkir Shem Hashem, when I mention Shem Hashem, Atem Havgol Elokeinu, Ubarchu Shema. Okay, as we say Amen, we say Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo, because of that line. The Gemara says, based on that, there's an interesting conclusion. How do you know you have to say Bricha Torah? There's a mitzvah that right of saying a bracha before learning Torah. The answer is, it says, Shenemar Ki Shem Hashem Akra Havgur Elokeinu. Right? Moshe is Ki Shem Hashem Akra, and everyone else has to Havgur Elokeinu. The question then is what we get, where we get from Kishema Shema Kra of a bracha in response of saying Amen, the Gemara says Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo, or Rosh Hashanah Kvod Machon Tov Ma'ed. But why link it to Talmud Torah? Right, that's, you know, the Gemara says, okay, well, here Moshe says this, so therefore you should say Baruch Hu Baruch Torah. So a couple of reasons are given. This is a Marsha. We know the Bracha Torah, right? Mitzati Katu. Marsha is saying that I found some people who said, what about this is implies Bircha Torah? What is the connection with this with learning Torah specifically? It says, Kishem Hashem Akra, the Hainu, Kishani Kore Batorah, Shehi Kula Shmot Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramban says, the Torah is Shem Hashem. It's all the various names Kabbalistically of Hashem. That's what Moshe meant by Kishem Hashem Akra. When I call it the name of God, meaning when I read the Torah, right, to call Torah Botatah, he shall touch the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He either be Midrashot, like we know the Midrashot, so that's the connection. But the Marsha says, Kashali, this is still hard. I'm not still sure about this. Nice answer. And the Ritva says, no, it's Koloma, you know, Shema Shema Krab Racha, Magola Kenu, Pirish Lanud Archava Me. So generally, I have to say, Hi Bracha, what Bracha was he saying? Is Allah Torah, Mitiv El Mine. What it says in the pasuk before, Yarov Kamatar Lechi, right? My Lechi, my teaching, my gift, that's Torah. So Moshe is saying, when I do what I'm doing now, which is Yarov Kamatar Lechi, then you need to answer Amen. So that's Bracha Torah. Very interesting. We start with the nature. What's the nature of Sefer Devarim? Devarim is different from the rest of the Chumash, right? Starts out Moshe giving his long speech. Abraham and Dan, here's verse 6 in the very beginning, part Aleph. Abraham and Dan bears Moab and across the Jordan in Moab. Ho'il Moshe Ho'il, which Ramban translates as wanted. Moshe wanted to be Eretz Torah Zot Lemar. He decided to explain the Torah. Like Ramban says it. Right, that Moshe is going to give them these lectures about what the mitzvot are, and then he starts out, Hashem, that's what he's saying. point here, Rashi is one who translates Ho'alti as Ratziti. From Abraham says, Ne Ho'alti Deber. I want to speak. So that this is the idea that Devarim was Moshe's idea. Devarim is Moshe's lectures on Torah Shebaal Peh. Hashem told him afterwards, okay, you need to write that down in the Torah. Here are the words you're going to write down. That, you know, the rest of the other four, Chum Hashem, where Hashem and the baby girl, nor Shem Moshe. But the Devarim is different. It sounds familiar, right? You know, we don't know. But Hazina was different, right? That's true of everything up to this parsha. This parsha was different. This parsha, Moshe is told, you need to write. It is commanded to write. You need to write them and teach the B'nai Israel. There's no Ho'il Moshe. Moshe didn't say, okay, I'm going to do this. Actually, those efforts. Because this is the end of last week's parsha. The introduction does here. Vim Hashem Moshe, Hen Karuya Mechel Amut. Hashem says, Moshe, you're going to die. That's the swan song. Karat Yeshua, Vitezvu Ba'ol Moed, Betzal Bena. Go call Yeshua, and you guys stand in the Ol Moed. And I will command you, by Yahweh Yeshua, be the food to the Ol Moed, let Moshe and Aaron go, and they stay in the Ol Moed. Here Hashem Ba'ol Moed, Ba'amud Anan, Ba'ol Moed Anan, Ba'amud Amud Anan, Ba'atach Oel, and Hashem appears in the cloud of glory. Ve'yom Hashem Moshe, Hincha Shofech Shevi Imanot Avatecha. Hashem says, Moshe, you will go live with your ancestors, Ve'kama Amazeh, Zanuach Re'o Hincha Arts, and the people are going to go after the gods of the land. Asher Hu Bashama, that the land that they're moving to, Rikibo among them, Bazavani, and they're going to abandon me, Befer Briti, and they're going to abandon my covenant, Asher Karati Yitzam. They're going to lose the grid. They're still going to mess up. Machara Pi Bayamahu, Bazavtim, Vistar Tifanai Mehem, and I'm going to be angry, Shem says, and I will hide my face from them, Bayel Echol, and they will be consumed. Matsuru Udrabot, and lots of bad things will happen. It's a road and troubles. Ba'amar, Bayamahu, and then they are going to say on that time, at that point when the bad things happen, hello, Alki Ein Elokai B'Yirbi, this is happening because God's not with me. That's why Matsuuni wrote this. That's why these bad things happen. Ba'anochi Aster Astir Panai Bayamahu. And I will still be there, but I'll be hiding. I'm just Hester Panai from them. Alkol Asher Asal, the bad things they did, Yifanai Elohim Acharim, because they went after other gods. So, since we know this is going to happen, now Moshe, you people, you and Yeshua, write down this Shira. I'm going to tell you this, Hazina. Put it in their mouth. They should know it by heart. So, this will be my testimony. This is my proof. I told you this was going to happen. Don't screw it up. And if it happens, don't blame me. You knew this was going to happen. That's the commandment to Moshe that you need to write to Hazina. Again, not the Ho'il Moshe. It's very different. Back in Pasuk Tet, in last week's Parsha, Moshe already finished writing the Torah. It says, like Moshe Zot, Moshe writes the whole Torah, make Nal, Kohanim, Bnei Levi, and gives it to Kohanim. And I'll see him at the Aron of Brit Hashem, who carried the Aron. The Kol Zignei Israel presented the Torah to all Bnei Israel. He completed everything. He's written everything. He's written in the Sefer Devarim. It's all written down. He gives it to Bnei Israel. And then Hashem says, wait, you're not done. You've got more here. Hashem gives us this Shira, and that's what he says. For Tet, he writes the Torah. Probably Pasuk Tet, really. He writes the Torah, Pasuk Yudalid, through the Tet, he gets the commandment, write the Shira, and here Kapazah Chavbet, he's going to write it down. Bechtol Moshe Yishra Azot, the Moshe writes the Shira, as you know, Bayamahu on that day, Bayamda Ben Israel, and teaches Ben Israel. Bayitzavi Yeshua, Ben Nun, Bayam Rechazak Ben Matz, he tells Yeshua, you need to be strong and brave, Yatat Tavi Ben Israel, Aretz Hashem Shabbat Elohem, Banachi Yaymach, that you will bring it, Bnei Israel into the land, and I will be with you. Moshe speaking to God. So when Moshe finishes writing this Sefer Torah, right, in other words, he's already written the Sefer Torah. He's now adding in Hazina to the Sefer Torah. Ad Tumam Tu was finished. Then Moshe told Aaron, Brit Hashem. So then Then Moshe commands the Levian. Now that he's given the Sefer Torah back to the koch of the Sefer Torah is there. Take the Sefer Torah. Samtema to mitzara. That yesham b'chaleid. Interesting, right? Moshe writes the Torah and then adds something else. Adds hazina into it. Read the Ramban inside. The Tam. The reason why it says, why it says in that second part, Moshe finished writing. Because the beginning, initially he had written the Torah, gave it to the Kohanim, that we just read, right back in Pasuk Tet, gave the Kohanim. Didn't tell them what to do with it. Here's the Torah, has written everything I've been given. Bacharei came after that, mitzdaveh b'shirazot, and afterwards, it's Ramban reading Psukim, right, just the way I just read it. He was commanded about Shirat Hazinu, b'chtov otah, and he writes it down, b'imdad b'nei Yisrael, b'yamahu, and teaches it b'nei Yisrael, b'nei hosif otah la-Torah, basically writes it and then writes it into the Torah. Into, you know, I assume he didn't have blank space, just open, you know, sewed in another column in there with Hazinu in there. So now it's Vayhi b'chalot Moshe l'Torah. When Moshe finished writing, Hakol b'sefer Torah, once he added that, now it's really done. Az sivat kohanim. Then he commanded kohanim, l'koch sefer Torah zeh, take the sefer Torah, uvesam temo to mitzad aron b'yad Hashem, l'chechen, you'll put it in the aron. Now it's done. Sheyeh munach b'aron min hatzad, should be in the aron on the side. Mi'ata lo yigobo, klal, from now on, don't mess with it. Lo sif l'gro, to add or to subtract. We ignore the question of whether Yeshua wrote the last psukim about Moshe dying or not. That means he finished.
But does that mean that Moshe didn't, like, he knew then that it wasn't going to be finished? Because if he gave them, he didn't say anything, and later he gave them and said something, that would imply that he knew it wasn't going to be finished, so he didn't give them instructions.
That's unclear. That is unclear. So maybe he had a sense, okay, we're not quite done yet, but he wrote everything that he had, and then Hashem said, here, add this other stuff. So it's not clear what with that initial giving was. So he gave it to them without instruction of what to do with it. So maybe he didn't have a sense of if he needed to put it in there or not. I don't know. And the other question is going to be about Sota Bracha, which obviously comes afterwards. So Ibn Ezra, on this very thing, says, Eimukdam Mukhar Batara. Ibn Ezra said that was part of Vayela, his Sota Bracha. That just when the final edition, Moshe added Hazina before that, so he could end with Zot HaBracha, a more positive thing, as opposed to the negative about all the terrible things they did. Ramban does know that was Moshe's Nevu of Hazino. Part of Hazina was this Bracha he gives to everybody else. That was all part of the same appendix, added scroll that he put in there. We're not going to touch that though. Looking at that. Just reading that means that Hazinu is fundamentally different from the rest of Moshe's Nevuah. He sums it up this way. Shirat Hazinu, lo haitash chinam b'daber b'kirbo. That with Shirat Hazinu, Moshe didn't have the Shekhinah talking from within. It was a Nevuah, Hashem told him what to say, but it wasn't b'daber b'tokro no. That's where he read it from the Sefer Torah. Meaning what? He expands about it. Looking at Hazinu, it seems about Matati Kidvu Lachem. Hashem tells Moshe, write it down. Yipsha. Quick. Where we're just reading the Psukim, just the word straight, says, means that Mashir Moshe, Hashem is telling Moshe, and it was warning Moshe, Shiachtov et Shir Zopa Sefer Torah. You need to write this down in the Sefer Torah. So that's saying it was a separate scroll. And then later he took this scroll and wrote it in. You have that in Israel, and then teach it to Israel. The local call parashiyot Shabbat Torah. That's different from everything else in the Torah. Shemetchila diber Moshe bal peh. Everything else, Moshe either heard from Hashem or Dvarim, he gave the lectures. That Moshe said it to Israel, Moshe shama piya kadosh baruch hu, v'achar kach katav, and then wrote it down. Vashira Zinu, Zira Hashem, Shiachtov, you need to write it, Yigmar Torah, write it all, finish the Torah. And you're going to have to read it.
The opposite.
I'm sorry?
It's like the opposite.
Right. It's not, the rest of the Torah is written down what Moshe said. This is Moshe's writing it down and then reading it to Bnei Israel. So at that point, it was like Torah Shebaktav for us, right? You're not allowed to say it by heart. Hashem is telling you this. At this point, this is Torah Shebaktav. Right, we'll see it. That's what Moshe exactly does. Back to Moshe, he writes it down. Then he teaches it. And that's going to be the critical point, right? This is not a lecture. This is the teacher has the same text that everybody else does. He's teaching it. That's the connection to Birkat Torah. That's why here, the only place in the Torah where Moshe says, Yishem Hashem Akra, have a good Elokeinu. When I am glorifying God, you need to glorify him as well, because this was an example of learning Torah. Just like we do today, we say Berachah Torah beforehand. So too, Shana Osim Levarek, that we do is Berachah Torah, Kishom Lamdim Mitoch HaKtav, Rabin.
Is this the only time in the Torah that Moshe is like learning with them?
Yes.
Interesting.
But that's going to be my point. As opposed, that's the other point. This is the first time he's learning with them as opposed to lecturing them. That's the time he's talking to them. This is, okay, everyone open up your text to Perek Lamed Aleph. We're going to start learning it inside. This is learning. That's exactly what Nitziv is saying. Right? Rosh Torah said, let's learn this together. That's exactly what that is. This is what makes Hazina different. That's why here is where we learn. That's why we're learning Bracha Torah. That's why this bracha is specifically a bracha Bracha Torah, because this is a bracha. This was an example of the Torah. Right? Let me see. It continues. Harei lo nag Moshe hechi adka. Moshe didn't do that until now. But Tamayinu, the reason is, Mishum she adka, until now, heba ofen she shechina medaber mitoch korona. Everything he said was literal. I mean, it was more than just Nebuah, I guess, a Nebuah, and then said to me, oh, this was directly Hashem speaking. Who do you actually see? It's an Tun Bracha. That's a miracle. And that's not learning. That you don't say a Bracha on a Nes. It's not Talmud Torah. Kach lo barach ala Torah. That's why he doesn't say Bracha Torah before this. B'shashay to derach Nes. That's a general rule that Nitziv is saying. Hashem Enkin Shirazinu, Shehi Hayat Ta'yum Bracha. Hazinu, Hashem tells him, write it and then teach it. That's Ta'un Bracha.
What does Ta'un mean?
It requires. Literally, it's burdened by. You know, to be burdened, to carry. So it carries a Bracha with it. So why is he different? Why is Shira Dazino different? And Nassim says something that I would not dare say. Source 16. Koze higia le Moshe Rabbeinu b'Shira Dazino. This is what happened to Moshe Rabbeinu. Kumishom shechel orolachaha. That's because his light started to fade. Right? His nevuah was ebbing away. That's why he wasn't giving a nevuah. He was writing down something. And then learning it with them, that wasn't a sense of nevuah. This was just reading, I guess this is what I wrote down. And the idea that his hechel orola kahot, his light was fading it there. And then he's going to say that the zot bracha is different. Achegil if name otomamach, so the moment before his death, he's got ber ha'ar, the light flared again, strengthened again. Our part of zot bracha, baal peh, that zot bracha was a direct real nevuah. With the koach shayatamid, with the same power and nevuah they had before, k'derech ner hakuva shelakech b'shat hakiboy b'ota zohar shayal tefila, like that final flare of a candle before it finally goes out. It was a tragic metaphor there. That zodah bracha was that final flare of Moshe. That it was dimming and dimming. The hazina was very dim light of Moshe's nevuah. Zodah bracha was that final flare before it goes out entirely. And that's what you have to explain. But it says in the end, that says Moshe ben Me'ah v'Eshrim Shabbat Mato, he died with 20. Lo chahata eino, lo nas lecho, he didn't lose any of his vitality in his life. Because at that last moment, he had that last bit of nevuah. But Shirat HaZinu, though, wasn't at the level of nevuah. It's not even at Sifrei Navi, right? Which are Navi then spoken and then written down. It's effectively at the level of Sifrei Ketuvim.
Because I was thinking that maybe, like you said, it wasn't Mitoch Chrono, but it was like Shar HaNevi'im. But you're saying it's not even like Shar HaNevi'im.
Yeah, because most of the in the Sefer Nevuah were says, Niv Shpatim, right? As opposed to Ketuvim, right? This was written. This was told to Moshe to write down and then learn to be Bnei Israel. This is at the level of Ketuvim. It's written by Ruach HaKodesh, but not the same as Nevuah. Miracle, I wouldn't say it, but the Nitzim can say that you know, Moshe didn't have his before then, and the Kedushas Levi says the same thing. So we get both the Litvish Yeshivish and the Hasidim on this one, so it must be right.
Right. So this is your swan song.
Is that my swan? Moshe's swan
song. No, I mean, this is the swan song that you've brought to light.
Yes. So, This is Kedushas Levi. V'chan, Shehaya Sof Yamav Shel Moshe. This is the end of Moshe's life. V'nistamet mimenu mayan hachachma. And the wellsprings of wisdom were sealed for him. V'uvar b'midrash, if the midrash says, and we'll look at some of the midrash. V'zeh tavin davar niflam. And if you understand something very strange about this Hazinu, l'ma b'shirat Hazinu, Moshe Rabbeinu Stuma Ma'od. Why that Hazinu is very poetic, which is very unlike anything else in the Torah. Well, I guess Bilam is poetic, but that's about it for the metaphors and the Stuma. It's not straight prose. Shlom Atzina B'Zopachol Torah. We don't see that at all. The idea here is Shavu Moshe Rabbeinu Hayat Asbaklaria Hamiira. It's Moshe's, in the Torah. Moshe had his nevuah was clear, through a clear lens. And the other Nevi'im didn't have a clear sense of what they were seeing. So therefore, Moshe's nevuah, which he could see clearly exactly what was meant, he said, so you can actually say what Hashem meant to say. Was all the other Nevi'im who have to get this big vision and they process through their own brains and end up with images. Right? Belish shum hit blashut b'derach mashal v'chida without any kind. So Moshe can say things without, metaphors and images. Moshe ain't kan shar Nevi'im shlo yolachem koach shem Moshe Rabbeinu, that other Nevi'im at a lower level, yishrichim l'balesh nevuatam derach mashal v'chida. They had to say their nevuah with symbols. Not because that's what they got, but that's the way their brain received it. Right? They had this vague sense, and their brain had to put it into something real. Which are Kamo, Nevuah, and Zachariah, and specifically Zachariah is a classic example of that, because Zachariah is the one who has all these vision and has no idea what it means. He's the one who was always asking the Malach, what is that supposed to mean? And then Ralph sometimes explains it. That they're very hard to understand. That's what it means to be through glass darkly. But they don't have the Nebu enough to be able to say the words directly. So before Moshe died, he lost that level of wisdom. Even though Yeshua, and it was given to Yeshua. Now Yeshua was the leader. That's why Hazinu is so poetic and metaphoric, not because of a sense that it needed to be kosher like poetry, but no longer had the aspaklara mi'ira to say it straight. It's almost said. But it's not. Student Levy made a point that it was not because he was old, it was old age, but it was taken away, right? Nitla Misrata Chachman Menah, Nitla Yeshua. was taken away from him. Hashem said,
Yeshua really had this aspect, Larry Meira. Like, no, he never.
He his level was always, you know, like, Pnei Moshe Kachama, Pnei Yeshua Kalevana. Right, just reflection of Moshe's. We're saying that Moshe lost, you know, a huge amount of his Ruach HaKodesh here, writing Sefer Hazina. Right? And that's why Rashi says in the end of our Parsha that he says it together with Yeshua, because they needed each other. Right? Rashi says, Shabbat shel Yuzugi Haita. It was a week of pairs. Right? Nidla Rashut Mizeb, not Nidla Zeb. That was taken over the leadership, Rashut. I think it's not permission, but Rashut, the leadership was taken from Moshe and given to Yeshua. Amid lo Moshe miturgaman li Yeshua. Moshe was the translator for Yeshua, or at least part of this. Yeshua is the one who was leading him now. So Moshe actually lost his Ruach HaKodesh in order to show that Yeshua was part of it. I think the Netziv says something similar, a little bit different. It says, when Moshe goes and he says it all Shira Zinu with Yeshua, with Ora Kasha, and it's hard to understand. Hecha nistave Yeshua ka. Why was Yeshua commanded this? Really, Moshe was going to command to teach it to Israel. Rak machmat shelohia holech od kolo al kol Israel, mishum shelohia b'dachne. Before this, part of the nes of Moshe's teaching B'nai Israel was the fact that his voice would carry. Everyone could hear him. Now, he's just sitting there with his scroll in front of him, reading it. So he needs... That's how you get it. It's the Rek Yeshua to say to Baba. You need Yeshua for help. So we need a lot of help here. But I think there's more than that in the Tilah, because the fact that Moshe wrote it down and was learning with B'nai Israel is what makes that whole Kishema Shema Kra possible. That's why B'nai Israel could say Birch HaTorah, because they were actually learning. Before, they were listening to Moshe Rabbeinu. It was at a level of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's not Talmud Torah. They weren't involved in this at all. They're just pouring on them. They were getting this. Because Talmud Torah can't be passive. You have to learn with Chavruz. You have to learn with somebody else. You have to be involved in it. That's why if you're on mute, I don't feel like I'm teaching anything.
Oh, I could be responding in my head or responding out loud, but you can't hear me.
That's true too. So this is the last day of his life. Moshe could say, "Here's the Torah. Let's learn it together." And everyone could say that we have the same text that you have the same text in front of you that I have. And so Talmud Torah is how we experience the mind of God. It's as close to Nevuah as we can get, which is what Birch HaTorah is all about, saying that we have been given this gift. And Shir HaZinu is when that started. This was the point where Moshe said, here, let's learn together. And that was Moshe's final gift to B'nai Israel.
I've never heard that before. Thank you.
And I will stop.